Time now for StoryCorps, the project that's recording the stories of everyday people across the country. Today, something for Valentine's Day from a 90-year-old man who has made a living helping people in love.
Hi, I'm Bill Schifrin. I specialize selling wedding rings to the public, and I have such a good time doing it. I'm always working 24 hours a day. When I would see a couple in the street kissing in a clinch, I would tap on the shoulder the fella. I would hand the fella a card. You know why? Because married couples don't kiss on the street. Years ago, used to be very busy on Friday afternoons. The couple would come, and he would let her pick a wedding ring and give me a check as a deposit. One day, he would come in alone and say, "Tear up the check, we changed our minds. But thank you for a beautiful weekend." I had a girl once wanted to buy a wedding ring for her fiancé. She says, "Tell me, if he doesn't like it, can I give it back to you?" I said, "No, this is a custom job. You can't. I'm making the ring special for your fiancé." She gave me the order, gave me the deposit, and says, "This is what I want engraved in there. No refunds, no returns." I couldn't get over that. I'm married 66 years, and I still get along with my wife. Met her at a dance, and I had to go into the army. Got married on a furlough. Went to the jewelry store, got the plainest wedding ring, $7. My lucky day. I always wondered, who invented this, that if you get married, you have to have a wedding ring? Somebody figured out something, and it worked for me.
Bill Schifrin started selling wedding rings in New York City's Diamond District in 1947. His StoryCorps interview and all the others will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. Subscribe to the podcast at npr.org.